Welcome to the Beyond Sugar Freedom podcast. I'm your host, Danielle Dame, holistic nutrition coach and speaker. Together, we'll be diving into much more than just another conversation around sugar addiction and nutrition. But more importantly, I'll be guiding you through the inner work and spiritual healing that lies at the root of your unhealthy habits with food. Let's dive in. Hey, everyone. Welcome back to another amazing episode here on the Beyond Sugar Freedom podcast. I'm your host, Danielle Dame, and I'm so excited to be tuning in to another incredible episode. I know you're going to love this one, and I actually have some really special announcements and exciting things to share with you here at the start of this podcast. I also want to share the weekly insight that I usually start off these episodes with, and this one's actually, you know, kind of starting off on a heavy note as I'm going through personally some heavy things right now. And the lesson that I'm really being reminded of and I want to share with all of you, right, is around really practicing and honoring our emotions. As you might know by now, you know, I'm a huge proponent of our emotional health and really learning to build a new relationship with our emotions, learning to actually express emotions and dive into reshaping our belief systems around what it means to be emotions and show emotions and have emotions, because most of us are really blocked there. And that's what's actually leading us to numb out with food. So our emotional connection to food really starts with, you know, our ability to feel and our ability to honor our emotions. And, you know, the last few days, actually the last week at the time of recording this, I have really been looking after a sick little kitty. Our little kitty is not doing well, and it's brought up a lot of very heavy emotions for me. And I'm happy to say I had a really great cry yesterday that was long overdue, with the roller coaster of fear and worry and anxiety and sadness and grief and all of these things that are showing up for me as we're navigating, you know, how to get him back to health. And, you know, it's really been a chance for me to practice what I preach in creating space to honor these emotions. And I want all of you to remember to do that as well. You know, our emotions are just like a toddler who just needs attention. They need to be heard and seen and felt. And, you know, we can really begin to release some of the heaviness and some of the control that these heavy emotions have on us when we actually give them space. And this is what I'm doing. This is what I'm practicing. And yesterday, you know, I had an incredible cry that, like I said, was long overdue. And I felt so much lighter after. I felt so much more able to take on whatever's next in this challenge. And this is actually what we're diving into today is challenges, how to deal and handle challenges when they come up in your life. And they're always going to come up, whether they're on your relationship to sugar freedom or, you know, with people in your life or your work. There's always challenges. It's part of being a human, but we can choose how to approach these challenges in a way that helps us grow, helps us overcome them quicker, and helps us actually really lovingly support ourselves through them instead of getting depressed, right? And I have definitely felt some of that the last week. It's been tough. Anyone who, you know, has a little fur baby that they love, you know what I'm talking about. And it's been really heavy. So I want to, you know, share vulnerably and open and lead by example with, you know, what's really going on for me right now. And I'm also aware that by the time this episode airs, he's going to be totally fine. This is me manifesting right now in front of all of you. He's going to be fine. By the time this airs in a couple weeks, he's going to be back to normal and we're going to have figured everything out and it's all going to be good. So future Danny, don't worry, he's going to be fine. But in this moment, there's a lot going on. So please just a reminder, this weekly, you know, reminder for all of you to let the tears flow, let the emotions come out, give them a voice, sit with your journal, you know, write down your fears, write down what's coming up, communicate it maybe with somebody if you have someone safe to share these things with in your life. And don't let those things bottle up. Don't hold on to those emotions. You're doing yourself a disservice because you're only going to start feeling worse. So get through it. Have the good cry. Like I said, I felt night and day after having a really great cry and a great sleep last night. And, you know, I'm feeling a lot more refreshed today. So thanks for for holding space and sending healing vibes, everyone, for what's going on in that. Now, I want to shift gears a little bit to something that's actually exciting, something that is really, really exciting, because you might have seen, I've just started sharing, but I want to officially announce here on the podcast that I am about to host an incredible 3-day live Sugar Freedom Boot Camp that kicks off on September 18th, and it's free to join. This is a training similar to the one I hosted last year, right before opening up registration for my signature Break Free from Sugar program. And I'm doing it again this year, except I am revamping the whole thing. It is new and improved, and you are not going to want to miss this. You know, if you're a woman who's been struggling on the sugar roller coaster for decades, trying to get off, going back in old habits, trying to give up sugar, going back in old habits, or maybe you're feeling really disconnected from your body and like there's something wrong with you because you can't figure out how to stay off sugar. And maybe you're a woman who wants to discover a peaceful relationship with food. I know every woman that I talk to wants that, so I'm willing to bet that that is you as well. And that's what we're going to dive into in this boot camp. You know, I'm going to be teaching you how to get off the roller coaster, the sugar roller coaster, for good, and why most women actually have been trying to get off sugar in all the wrong ways. I really want to highlight some big mistakes that a lot of people are making that I see. And this is why clients come and work with me, because I have such a different approach to this. And I'm going to be sharing in the Sugar Freedom Boot Camp the 3-pillar system, the strategy that I use with all of my one-on-one clients and in my programs to help my clients actually create this newfound sense of freedom, of control, and of peace, not only with food and sugar, but from within themselves. I'm also going to be sharing a deep dive into the real reasons, the root causes that are actually keeping you hooked on sugar, and how you can actually go about healing through these so sugar no longer has its talons in you and that control over you obsessing over food every day. We're going to be diving into so much in this bootcamp, which is why I had to spread it out over 3 days. And you're invited. So come on over to the link in the show notes below. Make sure to get signed up. Like I said, it's free to save your spot and to join us. And if you can't make any of the dates, I know there's 3 live dates. Obviously, you're going to want to be there live. It's going to be such a fun event, and you're going to get 100% more out of it if you're able to be live and engaged with us. But there will be replays available for everybody who's on the registration list. So get your name on the list either way, no matter what your schedule's like in upcoming in September, because you do not want to miss this, and you don't want to miss the opportunity to really absorb everything that I've learned over the last 6 years. I'm going to be sharing like all of the ins and outs, tools and resources and pieces that I've used and I've seen work in healing this relationship with sugar and with ourselves from the inside out. And I'm going to be sharing just some really extra special surprises and things with everybody who's following along as well. Now, I wanted to actually share a couple highlights from, I was just looking back at last year when I hosted a similar workshop, a little bit different, but very similar in really this conversation around creating a lasting sense of freedom and control with sugar. So I wanted to share a couple of these incredible comments that were from women who were there live with us at all 3 days of the workshop. And I think this might really give you a good sense of what you can look forward to and some things that you might be feeling and might be taking away from this incredible experience if you come and join us. So Valerie said, thanks so much for the encouragement. I'm excited about the changes, and thought awareness is already taking place after just a few days. So we're going to be not only just soaking in information during this boot camp, I'm going to be actually giving you homework, and you're going to be applying and taking action in the areas that you really need. So that's, you know, Valerie's already starting to notice those shifts. I remember Valerie last year. Carla says, eye-opening and very useful. Thank you for your lovely energy. So as you know, if you've been listening to this podcast, you know, I share my heart and soul and my energy, and it just goes amplified during this live training that I just cannot wait to share with you. It's going to be fun and educational and inspiring and motivating and clarifying and all these things that a lot of you might be really craving and really needing on your journey. Lori here shares, I've done so much in the way of self-care during my 76 years. Journaling, meditating, body work, therapy, and hundreds of hours spent listening to webinars. Yet I remain disconnected from my feelings and my authentic self. However, the first 2 days of Danny's bootcamp have grabbed my attention and brought new awareness into my root causes of sugar dependency. I remain hopeful. I love the reminder that it's fundamental not to just be aware of what's going on, but to also take action. It's time for me to do this and not just think about doing it. Thank you, Danny. Lori was such an inspiration to everybody who was following along last year, and she actually went on to join my group program and work at a deeper level to connect with her body and heal these root causes of sugar dependency. So Lori is someone that, you know, huge shout out to you, Lori. It's been incredible to watch you blossom and watch you just deeply connect with yourself, speak your truth, you know, set boundaries and really learn how to nourish your body in a completely new way. So huge shout out to Lori and everyone else, of course, who followed along at last year's bootcamp. And this year is going to be next level. Next level, like I said, I'm adding lots of new content, lots of new resources and trainings and tools that you're not going to want to miss. So come and join. Show link is in the show notes below to save your seat for free. And I hope that we will see you at the bootcamp, the Sugar Freedom Bootcamp. All right, let's move on to today's topic. Okay, this obviously is such a big, important piece. And as I mentioned at the very beginning, as I'm sharing, you know, very vulnerably and real what's going on for me these days, is that challenges and obstacles are part of our journey on this planet. They are part of being a human being. We all face them, right? And many people will let these obstacles and these challenges dictate their success or their lack of success, and thus dictate their worth and their whole belief system about themselves. So we need to start taking a look at really how we're actually looking at these challenges and how we're actually supporting ourselves through them. Now, I want to speak specifically today about a lot of the common obstacles that I see, you know, my clients go through and you might be going through as you're working towards, you know, breaking free from sugar and really building a new peaceful relationship with food so that you're not obsessing all day long, you feel back in control, you feel alive and connected with your body. There's a lot of obstacles that can come up. A lot, especially when we live in a society, in a world that is constantly pushing sugar on you and is constantly calling you to people please and not hold your boundaries and not look after yourself. There are so many things that we are being bombarded with on a large societal scale every single day that can definitely make it difficult for us to navigate our way into sugar freedom, right? And into this new peaceful place with food. So some of the common obstacles, and I would be curious, you know, what yours are, you know, maybe even spending some time, you know, pausing this episode and spending some time with your journal, just reflecting on what are some of the roadblocks and the challenges and the obstacles that are coming up for me as I work towards kicking sugar. So a lot of the ones that I really see in my clients over the last 6 years that have come up is things like your family not being supportive. Right? This is a big obstacle, right? People in your household might not get it. They don't support you. And obviously, there's so much that we could do to get around that. But this is a big block for a lot of people that eventually just fall back into old habits and patterns because they're not getting the support that they need in the right way at home. Another big obstacle is, like I just mentioned, sugar being everywhere. It's really hard to ignore. I was on a call with one of my clients yesterday, and we were brainstorming some ways for her to get home from work without needing to stop at fast food restaurants. And, you know, we were really having this conversation about, like, there's literally no route that she can take home that doesn't have some sort of fast food chain or quick convenience store on it. And it just really highlights that this is an epidemic, right? That this is convenience food, aka toxic poison food, right? Sugar, processed anything, you know, and all of this quick everything is really hard to avoid. So when you're in the beginning stages of wanting to get off sugar, this can be really hard because temptation is everywhere. It's at the office. It's on your drive home from work. It's in your cupboard. It's on the commercials on TV. It's in the movies. It's everywhere, right? We're constantly being bombarded with the seeing of food, right? And sugar, usually junk food. Another big obstacle is not being comfortable in the kitchen. I have a lot of women who come to me and they're like, I don't know how to cook. I don't feel comfortable cooking. I hate cooking, whatever the belief system is, right? If you're not someone who really loves being in the kitchen, creating nourishing meals for yourself, that might be a really big roadblock for you, a big challenge. Like, how do I actually get in the kitchen and build up my confidence to cook again, right? And to really enjoy that as a creative process and an act of self-love for myself. So if you're not comfortable in the kitchen or you quote unquote don't know how to cook, which I side note is not true. Everybody knows how to cook. We just need to build up our confidence in that and practice, right? But if that's you, right? And also, you know, maybe being blocked by not knowing what to cook, you know, what do I make? But it can be really overwhelming in this conversation and world around nutrition because we can get really easily sucked into the overwhelm of what to eat and what not to eat. Every day it seems like there's new research or a new study about, you know, we should eat kale, we shouldn't eat kale, you know, we should eat meat, we shouldn't eat meat. Like we're constantly being confused and bombarded. And the sad truth is this is on purpose. You know, the food industry really wants us to be confused. But if you don't know what to cook or you don't know what works for your body and how your body feels its best, this can be a big challenge, right? It can be an obstacle because you actually have to work at that and you have to test things out and you have to try new things and you have to learn how to cook, right? And experiment. So these can be some big kitchen related obstacles that I know so many of my clients and the women that come work with me really struggle with. Another big obstacle that I know we all have is travel. Right? When we're on vacation, it's like all hell breaks loose, right? We're going to just eat everything and worry about getting healthy when we get home, right? There's that mental tendency to do that. And we're out of our routine. We're out of our own kitchen, right? We maybe don't even have a kitchen. We're in hotels. So we're at the mercy of restaurants. So there's a lot of pieces that come up that are definitely challenges, not impossible, but challenges when we travel. Obviously, a big challenge if you're, you know, still hooked on sugar is the physical cravings, right? That physical pull that's calling you and screaming, eat sugar, eat sugar, eat sugar, right, is definitely a challenge, right? This is a one that's going to keep calling you day after day, hour after hour, to go back into eating sugar. Lack of energy is another big challenge, right? Obviously, when we're tired, our body knows that the quickest source of energy is going to be glucose. It's going to be quick hits of sugar. So it's calling us to eat that. So when we're low on energy, there's the caffeine and the sugar, right? The quick fixes that are going to wake us up instead of actually taking some time understanding why we're exhausted, right? There's a lot of reasons to that to look at first. But this is a challenge. Along the lines with travel, eating out is a challenge. You know, how do I go out with my friends or my family, you know, for dinner or meet up with girlfriends for drinks, you know, without having sugar? How do I do this? There might also be stress in the family, right? There might be some big emotions going on, like I'm dealing with right now, some big things showing up for you and like really big challenges that are shaking you emotionally that you don't know how to handle because you've never been given the tools, right? There might be tough times. You might have been fired from your job. You might lose your house. Someone around you might pass away. These are really big emotional pieces and challenges in life that show up. So the emotional component, because we don't have the tools to handle these, like I spoke about earlier in this episode, can be really, really challenging. So that's just a short list. I mean, the obstacles and challenges that you're dealing with right now in your own life, maybe some of these, but they probably are also unique to you, right? And it's just really important to understand that it doesn't mean anything because you're being challenged or you're struggling right now. All it means is that you're living a human existence. That is really all it means, is that you're alive as a human being on planet Earth. And there's always going to be challenges that come up. And the way that we get through this is how we actually choose to look at it. So you may not be realizing yet, but how you're actually approaching these challenges and obstacles defines whether or not you're actually going to succeed on your journey to sugar freedom. So keeping in the scope of this conversation around sugar and creating this new healthy relationship with sugar, you know, how we approach and how we actually think about and feel about these obstacles actually dictates whether we're going to be successful or not. That's it. And that's so powerful to remember, because the truth is, when we start to see these challenges as failures or proof that we'll never succeed, right? Oh, I have too many challenges. I'm traveling. My family doesn't support me. You know, I've got the physical cravings. I have no idea what to cook. Well, forget it. I'm just never going to succeed, right? We use these as like as a scapegoat to have as an excuse to not actually succeed. And we use that constantly, daily, as proof that, well, I guess we're just broken, or we're just never going to make it, or I'm just that type of person that's always going to be addicted to sugar. And we just kind of throw ourselves under the bus because we're seeing these as failures or as obstacles that we can't overcome. You know, I guess ultimately this comes down to not believing in our resilience and our ability to heal and our ability to grow and learn. And I know so many of you out there listening are in that space right now, have lost faith in yourself. You've lost trust and confidence that you can figure anything out and that you're resilient and powerful and nothing can stop you when you put your mind to it. I really want you to remember that, because the other way that you can look at these obstacles and actually overcome them and grow from them and learn from them is by choosing to see these challenges through a different lens. And what I mean here, and this is the gold nugget, is really how to overcome any obstacle in life is all mindset. Okay? It's all in your mind. It's all how you choose to believe and see and feel about a certain thing. It is all about the story that you tell yourself. The stories that you tell yourself when a challenge comes up. Oh, this is the end of the world. It means I'm never going to make it. I'm just such a big failure. Or, oh, isn't that interesting? I wonder why this challenge is showing up. I wonder what I could do to overcome this. I wonder what ways there are around this or through this challenge that I've never thought of before. Two very different approaches to an obstacle that might be coming up. You know, for example, if you're living in a household where your family doesn't support you giving up sugar, right? You could throw in the towel and say, well, I guess I'm just doomed. Forget it. I'm just going to give up and binge on sugar for the rest of my life. Or you could choose to start asking better questions. Asking better questions. This is where it all starts. Okay. This is how do we start to do this, right? How do we start to overcome these obstacles? And I want to share a couple tools with you right here that you can start implementing on a daily basis. The first one is asking better questions. So in that scenario, you could start asking, you know, coming to terms with, okay, my family doesn't quite get it. Okay, and you could start asking, I wonder if there's a way that I could communicate how important this journey is to me, to my family, so that they might understand. Or I wonder what I need to share with them in terms of how they can support me. Can I get more clear on how they can support me? Right? There's always new ways to approach things and look at things when we start asking those questions. And then maybe we come to terms with, okay, my family's just not gonna get it. They're not gonna support me. Okay, how can I get support elsewhere? Amazing question. Where else can I find support? I don't need my family. I can do this. It's on me, right? This is really stepping in your power and setting yourself up for ultimate success. So if you hate to cook or you don't know how to cook, maybe the better question is, I wonder how I could get fired up about cooking, or I wonder how I could figure out how to create delicious, healthy, sugar-free meals. Luckily, there's a billion ideas on the web. There's cooking classes. There's so many ideas that can spice up and help you learn to cook. But when we stay in the negative tunnel vision of throwing in the towel, well, I just hate cooking, so forget it. Using these excuses as a cop out for not ever having to change or not having to do the hard work, right? Of having to learn to cook or having to have those conversations with your family or making a plan so you can stay on track while you travel or whatever the challenge is. So I want you to start practicing asking better questions. And this, by the way, applies to every area of your life. Please, 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 please. Our whole planet would be in such a better state if we could actually learn to ask better questions instead of just making assumptions and taking things at face value. We need to start standing up for ourselves and standing in our power. And with our journey to sugar, it is no different than every other area of our life. I love the question when challenges come up, you know, and even with what I'm going through right now with my little kitty, right, is starting to ask, like, I wonder what this is preparing me for. I wonder if this is preparing me for the next version of myself. Or I wonder if this is making me stronger for something that I'm going to need in the future. You know, really starting to see challenges and obstacles as these opportunities for growth. But I just love that kind of leading question. Like, what if this situation, this challenge was preparing me for something for the future? I love that. I just love that way of looking at it. So start asking more open-ended, better questions. Okay, what if? I wonder how. How can I create these things? When we actually plant those open-ended questions in our brain and start getting creative and brainstorming, our subconscious will present us with answers. It's literally what our brain is meant to do. It's sorting through the file of facts way deep in the subconscious, waiting to pull out that answer, right? It might take some time, but we need to start planting these questions and these seeds instead of shutting ourselves down, right? So many of us, and I'm calling all of you out lovingly here, get stuck in the thought pattern of, well, there's no solution. Nope, it's too hard, right? Like we just throw it in, and in that, shut our brain's ability to brainstorm off and find a solution. We literally just shut the gate. Nope, there's no solution. I'm SOL here. And guess I'm just going to have to succumb to not feeling great for the rest of my life, right? So we don't have to choose that. And this is where and why this mindset is the key here, right? So asking better questions is the first thing that we can do, okay, to really tap into shifting the way we see challenges and obstacles. Number two is that we can actually in any given moment choose to see a challenge as a gift. And this can seem really counterintuitive at times when we are going through some very difficult things, right? Like right now for me, it is very hard for me to see the gift in this challenge that I'm going through right now. And because I've practiced this for the last 6 years, I can still see the gifts. I can see the reminder to be grateful for my health and the really big reminder to be present in every day. I can also see the gift in getting to practice what I preach and actually connect deeper and build a deeper relationship with my emotions and all these things that are in this for me as I'm going through this challenging time. I'm experiencing these gifts and these lessons every day. And I'm aware of it because I've trained myself to see life through that lens and to ask those questions and to see those things. Now, you might not be there yet. This might be brand new. This might be really weird. And it's something that you just have to practice. And it's something that in any moment you can choose to think a different thought, right? And over time, you'll start to notice that that might become the first thought, right? It might take some effort in the beginning to think, oh, okay, this challenge that I'm going through, this argument I had, or this, this situation that showed up, you know, the challenge with all my coworkers inviting me to have donuts every day, right? Whatever that is, we can start to really analyze like, oh, maybe there's a gift in actually testing me to overcome and stand in my ground and set boundaries and communicate better. And maybe there's some beautiful lessons in here for me. And I believe there always is. And you can choose to see it that way. So that's the second piece here that I really want, the mindset piece that I want you to start focusing on is choosing to see those challenges and obstacles as a gift, even when it doesn't feel like it, right? Maybe you've just had a really horrible night binging on sugar and you're feeling really guilty and shameful and gross in your body. What a gift, because you just learned something if you choose to see the lesson. There's a lesson there for you. What happened? Why did you binge, right? What was going on there for you that still needs to be healed? And this is why, you know, this mindset stuff is at the foundation of everything that we do in the Break Free from Sugar program, because until we shift the way we think and we see ourselves and our belief patterns, we'll never truly shift into this new healthy version of ourselves. And this is a big piece that I see missing in the world of health and sugar addiction and all these other, you know, coaches and gurus out there that are supporting people through sugar addiction. They're missing this piece. And this is why so many women keep going back into the old patterns, the old habits, because we haven't actually rewired the way that we believe, the way that we feel, the way that we actually show up in our lives. Side tangent, but really important. Okay, the third piece here, the third tool that you can use here, the third mindset tool to help you overcome any obstacle in life is to be grateful for it. So this really ties in. Once you start to see the gifts that I just, you know, shared in, you know, tool number two, right? When you start seeing this as a gift, the next phase is to actually start practicing gratitude for the challenges, gratitude for the lessons, gratitude for the version of you that it's creating, and the new level of resiliency and empowerment and confidence that maybe it is helping you grow into. So this is a piece of a gratitude practice that a lot of people don't talk about. And oftentimes you might start, and this is where I started, you need to wait till the challenge has passed and you've overcome some sort of challenge or obstacle. And then you can start looking back at it, right? And seeing the gift and finding the gratitude. Well, I'm thankful that I went through that because I feel stronger and I feel more present in my life and I feel more inspired to get off sugar, you know, whatever that is, right? We can often, it's easier to look back in hindsight. And eventually over time, what you're going to be able to do is to notice the gratitude and the gifts in the middle of your challenge, in the middle of the obstacle, which is where I'm coming from now, is really starting to see, you know, the gifts and the having gratitude for what I'm going through and what it's preparing me for. So that's tool number three, is really just to inviting gratitude, whether it's after the challenge is over or practicing that in the middle of your challenge as well. And you might not be able to see it, but it takes practice and mental dedication to just start bringing that in more and more. The next tool is to really commit to curiosity. This is a huge piece that we focus on in the Break Free from Sugar program and any work that I do with my clients is we must put on the suit of curiosity and come at everything that we're going through with curiosity. Especially the challenges or the setbacks, you know, the night we had the sugar binge or the argument we had with our family and all these things, or the really difficult time you had going and eating out with your friends, right? All these things that are showing up, all the challenges and obstacles, the only way you're going to find a solution and walk your way through is if you put on the hat of curiosity and you start looking through the lens of curiosity. And when we do that, we automatically start asking better questions. Right? We automatically start preparing our subconscious to support us in finding a solution. So when we're curious, we kind of bring that energy, like the childlike curiosity I always say to my clients, right? Like, why is the sky blue? You know, kind of like just curious. There's no emotional connection. There's no guilt. There's no shame. It's, I wonder why I ate all those cookies last night. Like, I wonder what was going on for me there. Was it emotional? Was there something that happened? Is there some habits and things that I really need to address that are underneath? What's going on? So that sense of curiosity is the only way that we're going to find a solution. And this is with everything in life, but I'm focusing on sugar right now. So commit to that curiosity. And if you don't know how to do that, you know, we definitely continue that. And I show you how to do that in the upcoming program. So come get your name on the wait list. If you're not already, the link will be below in the show notes. And the final piece that I want to share here, the final tool that's really going to help you overcome these, any obstacle, right? And really start shifting your mind, because it all starts in the mind, is to actually start to be open to finding the solution from within. This is huge. This is a huge one, because we have been trained, and yes, I'm using the word trained because we have been socially conditioned and trained to not trust ourselves and to think everything outside of us has the answer. Our doctor, the government, the media, Google, right? We're constantly searching outside of ourselves for a solution. Googling, right, is a great example of that. Maybe listening to this podcast as hoping that Danny gives you that one thing that's going to, you know, solve all your problems. We must shift the way that we operate in this way. We must start understanding that our answers to our problems, both physically and everywhere in our life, are already within us. our intuition is there, whatever you want to call it. I call it my higher self, my connection to source, the information and the deep inner knowing, my gut instinct, my intuition, whatever you want to call it, is there constantly ready to speak to us and to share the answers to what we need. And the reasons that we don't get these answers is, number one, we think that everyone outside of ourselves has the answer. We do not believe in our own power. And number two is we're constantly busy. We never, and maybe this isn't you, but most people, so I'm kind of blanket statementing here, most of my clients, this is you, this was me, we never take a minute to sit with ourselves. We never slow down. We go, 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 distract, 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 go, 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 Netflix, music, podcasts, listening to this. How often and when was the last time you actually spent a half an hour in silence and in stillness with yourself? Not listening to music, not distracting, actually tuning inward. And this is where there's been this huge rise, right, of meditation and mindfulness practices. It's in those moments that we actually get to start listening to our inner voice. It has been so shoved down by the way that we've lived our lives that we forget it's there. And it's pretty incredible when you start opening up to the possibility. And maybe you don't believe me right now. Maybe you're like, Danny, you're crazy. What is this? This is some woo-woo stuff. Fine. You don't have to believe me. But I want you to be open to the possibility that you might actually have all the answers within. And you might actually be able to hear those voices and those inner knowings if you actually give yourself time to be with you in stillness and in silence. Be with your mind, be with your thoughts, be with your feelings. And over time, the more you practice this, the more you're going to notice those voices. And the answers to those challenges that you're dealing with will come flooding forward. This is one of the biggest reasons why I take myself away every few months on a solo retreat. I call it my Danny retreats. I go away for at least 3 nights to disconnect from technology and reconnect with myself. And I spend most of that time sitting with my journal and my thoughts. And most of that time really connecting with, you know, some of the challenges I might be going through or some of the answers for things that I'm looking for. There's always something that I take into those getaways. And I always, always, always have some sort of huge epiphany and answer that comes from within because I created that extended period of stillness. So if you want to really go all in, do this for a couple days. Go spend a couple days with yourself, not watching movies, not distracting, not soaking in new information, just tuning inward, going for walks, sitting with your journal, meditating. I have lots of dance parties, you know, really allowing some connection with yourself. You're going to notice how quickly these pieces of information and these answers come from within you. So this is a big tool, you know, how to overcome these obstacles. We have this tool within us. And it's free. It's free to sit by yourself and do nothing. And this is, you know, one of the reasons why the world doesn't want us to know about this, right? Because, oh my goodness, if you're empowered and you know that you have all the answers within, how are we going to make money off of you, right? And it's a sad truth of, you know, the world we live in. So we can start taking our power back by, number one, remembering we have so much power and resiliency. And number two, spending this time to actually foster a relationship with our inner voice and starting to listen and trust that. This is a big piece in learning to trust yourself and learning to trust your body and the messages your body is sending you as well is this same practice. And this is actually a huge piece of the Break Free from Sugar program. We learn to sit, right? And we learn how to slow down and unravel all of the toxic belief patterns that are actually keeping you hooked on the addiction of being busy and afraid of actually sitting with yourself. We dive deep into this because this is a really big block for most human beings. And when we start to open up to that, we actually start to open up to new levels of love for ourselves, new levels of feeling worthy and enough, and new levels of really trusting this inner voice and finding all the answers that we need within. And it's so empowering when we don't rely on other people for our lives anymore. Okay, now I'm going off on a bit of a side tangent, but I'm so passionate about this. And I really hope that you're going to start seeing these obstacles and challenges that are showing up for you in your journey to sugar freedom with a whole new lens and a whole new set of eyes. And this can sound simple. I mean, maybe some of this sounds simple, right? Asking better questions, choosing to see these obstacles as a gift, being grateful for these challenges, committing to curiosity, and being open to finding the solution from within. Those are the five mindset tricks here that we can use to really overcome obstacles. And you might be thinking, well, that sounds easy. I'm just going to ask better questions. I'm going to have a gratitude journal and, you know, I'm going to sit with myself. It's really not easy. And maybe some of you are already thinking that, like, oh my goodness, this sounds scary and difficult to sit with myself, to how the heck do I see these challenges as a gift? They're so negative and like, I cannot see a way out of them. I'm stuck in the old patterns. So this is exactly why, and I know I mentioned earlier, this is exactly why I wanted to host the Sugar Freedom Bootcamp. Because this stuff, and I mean, we're just scratching the surface here today, is so much deeper in how we actually apply these in our lives, right? So if you want to dive deeper into these mindset pieces that we are just talking about today, the beliefs that are keeping you stuck, you're going to want to come and join us in the Sugar Freedom Bootcamp that just kicks off really soon. And reminder that the bootcamp is only going to be available for the week of the bootcamp. So this isn't something that is going to be public for long. And I don't want you to miss out on this. So come and save your spot. The link to register is in the show notes below. And yes, there will be replays available for anybody who misses a day or can't quite make those dates work. Obviously, you're going to want to show up live because there's some extra bonuses and you're going to get a lot more out of it showing up live. I know this for a fact. And it's going to be such an incredible 3 days. It's going to be spread out over a week, and you're going to be actually applying a lot of the mindset tools that I'm sharing and a lot of other tools that I'm sharing that are ultimately going to help you create a newfound awareness and sense of where your root causes are that are keeping you hooked on sugar and how you can start actually healing through those so that you're creating a lifestyle change. Right? This is the anti-diet, you know, and the Break Free from Sugar program that is opening at the end of this month for the next round is the anti-diet. This is, you know, really a deep dive into understanding why we're addicted to sugar in the first place, beyond the physical, because yes, that's a very real part, but beyond the physical, what's really going on? And not only the awareness, but the tools and the practice and the accountability to actually walk you through that. So it all starts with the Sugar Freedom Bootcamp. Like I said, it's absolutely free to join. I would love to have you there. Invite your friends and family. It's going to be an incredible event, and I hope to see you there. Thank you so much for tuning into another episode. I can't wait. I have some really exciting topics and people that I'm going to be introducing you to over the coming weeks. So keep a close eye on the podcast here. And of course, over on Instagram and Facebook and all the places, I'm going to be sharing some really amazing tools and techniques and pieces as we get closer to the bootcamp. All right, everyone, have an amazing rest of your day, and we'll see you at the bootcamp. Thank you for tuning into another episode. If you're loving what we talked about today, please remember to subscribe, leave a review, and share this episode with someone you love. And if you're ready to dive deeper into discovering your root causes and patterns that are keeping you hooked on sugar, be sure to check out our brand new free workshop series that will help you kick emotional eating for good. Find the link to download this free series and other amazing resources in the show notes below.